Welcome, my dear students, to the end term portion of your cost accounting. As you have all completed your first midterm portion and you have passed in the examination also, I hope you have scored good marks in the midterm exam. Now let us start with chapter number 4, which is the first chapter of your end term portion, which is very huge chapter, and this is a very important chapter, not from the point of view of exam but from the point of view of overall understanding of the costing subject. As you all know that cost accounting deals with estimation of cost of the product, right? So for estimating the cost, there are various methods to calculate the cost, which we are going to study in details in chapter number 6, right? Second is cost accounting deals with control techniques. It deals with various control programs in order to have control on cost as well as control on the overall efficiency of the business. So when I use the word, cost accounting gives us a various techniques to have control on cost. For controlling cost, we have a technique called standard costing, which we are going to study in detail in the 7th chapter of your portion. Then we have control on the overall efficiency of the business, the technique which helps to improve the overall efficiency of the business, to have the control on the overall efficiency of the business. For that we have a technique, in costing we have a technique, we implement one technique which is called budgetary control, which we are going to study in detail in chapter number 4. Now when I use the word that cost accounting deals with estimation of cost, for that we are going to study various methods of estimating cost of the product or services rendered by the company or the organization. Second, we have various control techniques. Cost accounting function is to have control on the cost. For that we have a technique called standard costing, which we are going to learn in the 7th chapter. Then we have techniques, which is cost accounting is an gives an important techniques to have control on the overall efficiency of the business, that is to improve the efficiency of the business and to reduce the overall cost of the operation. For that company implement one technique called budgetary control, which we are going to do in details in this given chapter. Then cost accounting deals with various techniques which helps the management to take various decision regarding profitability, regarding level of activity, regarding continue or discontinue of a particular department, regarding whether to buy or to produce in our own company, whether to accept the quotation price or not. All that decision making plan regarding production and distribution is implemented, is used in cost accounting, which is the technique name is called CVP analysis, cost volume profit analysis and break even analysis and marginal costing, which we are going to learn in detail in 5th and 8th chapter. So every chapter in the midterm will have a special importance on a practical basis. All these techniques are used by various industry for various purposes, for decision making purposes or for control purposes. So that we are going to study in detail in the second term one by one. So right now I am starting with the first chapter of your end term portion of cost accounting subject, which is budgetary control. Now before moving on to the slides of this chapter, I just want to give a brief idea, a clear picture of how this effective budgetary control is implemented in the company in order to improve the overall efficiency of the business. If your overall efficiency of the business is improved or controlled, definitely that will put less pressure on the cost of operation, which in result give less cost to the, which will reduce the cost of production, which in result gives a better position to the company to charge a competitive price to their product so as to sell in the market and to face the competition effectively. Then only we can face the competition effectively. If my cost of operation is increasing day by day, there is no question of having competition in the market, because if the cost of operation is increased, that will put pressure on the operation cost, production cost, that will increase the cost of the product, and in that case you will not be in a position to give a competitive price to your product, and your product will be higher than the higher in price than the other competitive price. So the customer will go to that company and buy the product from there, as they are getting the same quality at a better rate, less than your company's rate. So it is very much necessary for the company to have a control on the overall efficiency of the business. Now, how it is done, how budgetary control is a technique which is implemented, how it works. Now I will just narrate you a small story. At the end of that, the moral of the story will explain you how the effective this control, budgetary control technique is. So are you ready to go in a flight of midterm portion of your cost accounting? I am your captain, Mr. Suresh Pujari, who will be taking you in a world of cost accounting with different techniques. I'll make you sure that all the techniques I'll be considering as city, that wherever I will take you to various cities, the various techniques, I'll make sure that you'll understand each and every techniques in an effective way. So are you ready? Tighten your seat belts and let us start our journey to cost accounting midterm portion. Yes, so budgetary control. Now, what is budgetary control? Now, when I'm talking about control, my dear friends, when I'm talking about control, suppose if I ask you, you have to control your overall operations. So what you will do so that you can reduce the cost? You will not eliminate any of the operations, because all the operations are very much necessary for you. Yes, so I am not telling you to reduce or eliminate one of the operation. I am telling you to do all the operation, because that all are important and they are contributing some or the other to the quality of the product, and they are also contributing to the quality as well as they are also contributing to the cost of the product. So you have to improve the quality, keep on improving the quality, but at the same time you have to try to reduce the cost. For that, the efficiency of the overall operation of the business has to be what you say, improved. For that purpose, what a business, a big business organization do? They will implement a technique called budgetary control. Now, I will explain you in a layman's language how this works in actual and practical scenario in each of the company. Now, suppose I am the owner of my company. Right now, it is not possible. Take an example, not me, take an example of Mukesh Ambani. Now I will ask you one question: will Mukesh Ambani will able to meet his all managers or departmental head in one day? Yes or no? Go to your message, cell phone's message mode, and type yes or no, and just send it to me. I will receive the message from your side. Yes, everyone, send the message. Everyone is saying, yeah, I got the message. Everyone is saying that no, no, no. Very good. Why no? Because he has a huge organization. If you start meeting personally to each and every manager of his different firm's department, it will take at least 2 to 3 months to complete all the meetings. Yes or no? Yes, very good. So if Mukesh Ambani will plan out each and every department plan, will he be succeeded in his mission? Will he be getting any success in his mission, that he will make the plan for each and every department of his various organization? Is it possible for him? Because if you are planning to have an efficient control, you will make a plan for it, and you yourself make a plan and implement in various departments, right? So for that, is it possible for you to manually prepare each and every plan for each and every organizational department of various organizations you are having? No, for Mukesh Ambani, it is not possible. So what he did, since he has to do that, because if you have planned the activity, definitely you will be focusing on that target and you will go with that target. Because once the target is given to the person, to us, we will work in that target. We know that we have to achieve that target, we have to go in that direction. And if the pressure is built up on you that you have to complete this task within this period only, then we work more efficiently. Yes or no? Because we Indians are very much best, means very much effective under pressure. We Indians are very much good in under pressure. We work under pressure very effectively. So if I want to improve the efficiency of my operations, of all my department, I have to put pressure on them. Not in a bossy way. Definitely, the working condition should also be sober for all the department, so that they should work wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. But if there is a bossy situation in the company, definitely you will not get that efficiency. So there should be a friendly atmosphere in the whole department, so that everyone will work that as if they are working for their own company. Then only the efficiency will increase. For that purpose, Mukesh Ambani will divide the whole organization in various budget centers, which is called as department. So if I want to control, I am talking about one organization of Mukesh Ambani or any company, not only Mukesh Ambani, since we are proud that startup company and Reliance company has made India proud in the world, because they are standing to some position in the whole world businessman name. So we are proud for that. Definitely we are proud for that. So what does Mr. Mukesh Ambani or Mr. Tata has done to have an efficiency control? What he did, you know, he has decided that not to make any plans by himself and implement it on the all the department. What he decided, he divided the whole operations into different budget center. Budget center is nothing but, that is a technical name which is used in budgetary control. But according to you and me, in a layman's language, I can say departments. Different departments. Purchase department, production department, sales department, personal department, accounts department. So that is called budget center. That's a center where I have to incur certain expenses. And that expenses is going to charge to the cost of the production. That is called budget center or department. So what I will do, I will divide the whole operation in various departments or budget center. Right? After dividing the whole operation in various departments, what I will afterwards do, I will then appoint a departmental head for each budget center. A departmental head of each budget center. For example, if the whole organization is divided into purchase department, production department, personal department, sales department, accounts department. So I divided the whole organization into five departments. So there will be five heads for each departmental department. They will be for purchase department, purchase manager, for production department, production manager, for HR, personal department, HR manager, for sales department, sales manager, and for accounts department, accounts manager. So they will be, there will be, he will be, the Mukesh Ambani will be appointing each and every departmental department and departmental head. As per his knowledge and skill and experience, he will be appointing a super skilled person for that job. Now, since he is the head of the department, he has a personal contact with the departmental people. Suppose purchase manager will have personal contact with his department people. Mukesh Ambani will not have a personal contact with each and every employee. So the purchase manager is a person who knows all the needs and no needs of the likes and dislikes, needs and the wants of his own department. He is not concerned with the other department. Right? So every departmental head knows they are in a position to know what they want and what they are capable of, what their departmental people are capable of doing, what is the level, optimum level that department people can work. So on the basis of that, Mukesh Ambani or the owner of the company asked them to make a budget according to their needs and according to their capabilities. So, if I make the plan and implement in all, that will not work, because I don't know personally the needs of different departments, because I am sitting in my cabin. I don't know personally what is going on in various departments. So, for that purpose, I can't be at every place, because I am not God. I am not God. So, I will be present at every place. For that purpose, I have appointed a departmental head. Similarly, like when God cannot be there everywhere, that's the reason he created parents and teachers, so that they can help you students. Yes or no? Similarly, parents are, because God cannot be present everywhere whenever you need it, so they created parents for every child, right or not? Right? Similarly, for departmental head, for every department, there will be departmental head who knows the likes and dislikes, who knows the capability of their people who are working under him, who knows the needs and the wants of the particular department, who knows their job properly. So he is the person who will decide. He is the accurate person who has the right to decide what is the budget. So I will ask each and every departmental head to to make a budget. I will ask each and every departmental head to make a budget. So what they will do, they will make a budget as per their, they will make a budget. Whenever you make a budget, automatically there is a pressure on your department, and it is pressure on the manager of that department that he has to implement that and achieve that target. Because since he is a person who is given all the rights, all the thing needed things to made available to him so as to achieve that budget. So he is the right person who will make the budget. I will not make the budget and implement on him. No. He is the person who knows the better level of their work, of the people who are working under him. So he is the best person to make the budget for his own department. So every departmental head will make a proper budget, and that is a standard, and every department will have a target. That is called budget, right? So every department will have a budget, and they will implement that budget. They will get the budget passed with the top authorities, and then they will implement, and it is their duty to fulfill that gap, to achieve that target, to achieve that goal. If they are able to achieve that goal, definitely they are well within the limit. That will improve the efficiency of the business. If they are not, they will find out, the departmental head will find out what is the reason. Is it external reason factor or internal factor? If it is an internal factor, he will take necessary action against that and eliminate that factor which is influencing or which is giving a variance or differences in my budget. Right? So in such a way, every departmental head will prepare a budget, and they will implement that budget. After implementing, they will supervise it keenly every day, weekly basis, or every now and then, because whether the things are going according to the budget or not. If they are not going according to the budget, what went wrong? Is it internal factor or external factor? If certain new things should be added in the budget, they are the person who take the permission from the budget committee controller. And from the budget controller, it will send to the top level management. From there, they will get the things done, and it is conveyed to the departmental head. So that is how each and every departmental head will work as per their budget. Since they had made the budget, so they have to get that target. If they are well within that target, they are definitely having the control on the expenses. They have succeeded in their mission. And if each and every department will get complete their target well within the limit, definitely that at the end of the day, the organizational, the top level management or the owner of the company will get a higher efficiency at a lower cost. So this is how budgetary control is implemented. You got the point? This is how the budgetary control is implemented. So I think you like the story how this techniques works. This techniques works in a big organization where the whole operation is divided into different departments. Every department will have a departmental head. He will make the budget because he is a person who knows the actual need of their department people and their work. He knows the person because he is working there. You see, it is well said that if you want to clean up the society, you have to get into the mud. You have to get into the mud pan, right? Right, without getting into the mud pan, we can't say sitting outside the bad thing. If you keep on suggesting the things, it will not work out. So he is a person who will take proper, who knows better things because he is with the people, right? So what he will do, he will make out the plans. He will first find out the needs and their targets and what is the cost, everything, and he will make a budget accordingly and get his sanction and implement that budget and tell each and every person under him that we have to work in this target, in this direction, and we have to achieve these things in well within this limit. If every departmental head are doing their work well within the limit, it may happen, it may not happen. But nowadays, because of competition, every departmental head completes its target well within the reach. So that will improve the efficiency. This is how the budgetary control technique is implemented in order to improve the overall efficiency of the business by making various budgets, So in this chapter, this is the techniques. What are the various budgets which is prepared by various departmental head? That we are going to study in a brief, in a small, in a little span of time. So let us move on to the chapter. I've already given you the introduction of the chapter. This is the first chapter of your midterm portion, end term portion. And since you have already passed the midterm, now Let us concentrate on the end term portion and start our. So now this is my first thing. What is budget? Definition. What is budget? Now what is budget? It is a financial plan serving our estimation of the control over future operation. Budget is nothing but is a financial plan or estimation of a control over future operations. Any estimation of future cost. Budget is any estimation of future cost. A systematic plan for the utilization of manpower, material and resources. Because every departmental head will make a systematic plan for utilization of his manpower, material and other resources. In a best and efficient way, in an optimum level, to an optimum level, so as to maximize the usage at a minimized cost. Right? So, what are essential features of budgets? Now we are studying one by one. Since the concept is clear, just go through the slides. You will be enjoying this chapter very effectively. Though it is a very huge chapter, but now the chapter will become easier for you to understand. Statement prepared in monetary terms. The budget should be prepared in monetary terms. It should not be in kind. It should be in monetary terms for implementation of a policy formulated by the management. It should be in monetary terms. It should be in terms of money. Second, laid down before the budget period during which it is followed. It should be laid down before that. See, you have made a budget for this month, but you are implementing this budget in the second month. So, that will not work efficiently. So, it should be laid down before the budget period. Okay, prepared for a definite future period. So, budget is not prepared for the whole life. The budget will keep on changing according to the change in the fluctuation in the market condition, economical condition, political condition and the nature of level of operation of the business. Yes, so policy to be followed to attain objectives is laid down before preparation of the budget. So policy to be followed, there are certain policies which will be followed by departmental head to before laying it down and before preparing the budget. Certain needs of the company, wants of the company, certain drawbacks of the company, certain means what you, the minimum and the maximum level of the company, that we have to learn in the, that we have to take in advance before preparing the budget. Now, what is budgetary control? Now, budget is different and budgetary control is different. Budget is the plan for future cost, estimated cost, but budgetary control is a technique. What is budgetary control? It is a technique. So, a budgetary control system secure control over the performance and the cost in different parts of the business. As I told you, budget is different. Budgetary control is different. Budgetary control is the cost. It is a technique which helps us to have a control on the performance and the cost of the overall efficiency of the business. By establishing how we can do how can budgetary control do? I have just explained by establishing budgets, by comparing the actual attainments, means every budgets, every department will make the budget, they will implement it and they will compare the actual performance with the budget, and if it is well within the budget, that means we have achieved the target. So, by comparing actual attainment against budgets and by taking corrective action and remedial measures or revision of budgets if necessary. If you find that your cost is going more than the budget, so you will find out the corrective, you will take the corrective actions and remedial measures and revise the budget with the due permission of the top level management definitely, and then take the necessary steps. Now, there is one question which I want to ask you. What is the difference between forecast and a budget? Yes, can you tell me? Since you are connected with me with telepathy, so just give me the answer. What is the difference between forecast and budget? Budget is means a future plan of future expense, and forecast is also a future plan. So what is the difference between budget? Do you feel that forecast and budgets are same? Do you feel that forecast and budgets are same? Yes. Please give me the answer. I can get you the answer if you are saying something in your mind or in your heart. I will definitely get the answer because telepathy is very strong between you and me. If still you can't send the message, you do one thing. Go to your message mode of the cell phone and send a message. I will get that message. Yes, thank you very much. I got many messages. I will read out some of the messages. Okay, forecast is assessment of probable future events. Forecast means we are going to do this. We are supposed, means we are supposed to do certain things in future. That is the forecast thing. That is the idea which get generated. It is just an idea. And budget is the plan to execute that forecast. Forecast is the primary step to make the budget. So, forecast is an assessment of probable future event. Budget is an operating and financial plan of business enterprises. Forecast is merely a statement, does not convey any sense of control. In forecast, there is no sense of control, but in budget, there is sense of control because you have put a pressure on different departments that this is your budget, you have to work in the, under this. So, we are under pressure and definitely we Indians work better in the pressure, under pressure. Okay, so budget is a tool of control and represent action that achieve the objectives of the firm. Budget is a plan or action, mode of action which we are going to implement in order to achieve the goal. Right? Forecast is a preliminary steps for budgeting. If you forecast, then only you will make the budget. If you idea gets tracked in your mind, that is forecast. So in order to accomplish that objective, we will first make a budget. So budget starts when forecast is over. Definitely. Forecast has wider scope and are prepared for any type of data. Budget can be prepared if it can be expressed in qualitative terms, quantitative terms, mean in terms of money. Forecasts are not in terms of money, but budgets are always in terms of money. Now, what is the limitations of budgetary control? Now, this you can go through because it is very much easily written in a very simple language. The efficacy of the budget means efficiency of the budget dependent on the adequacy and the otherwise the initial estimation. Means the budget is proper or not depends on the accuracy of the budget, depends on what basis you have started estimating the, whether it is on only on the previous experience or it is fully on logical basis. So that part influences the budget. Budget carry a degree of rigidity. Now in budget, you know, there is some kind of budget which remains fixed. They are not flexible with the changes. See, I have made a budget, but suddenly there is natural calamities or sudden there is a strike in the market condition. Suddenly there is fluctuation in the market. Because of that, the budget will get fluctuated because of which you suddenly cannot make some changes in that. So, this is one of the drawback of budgetary control. Budget carries a degree of rigidity which reduces their usefulness in business environment, which is full of dynamism, which is full of probability. Control is based on only quantitative data, turning the exercise impersonal. See, the control is only based on the data which we are providing. Means, see, when we are estimating the project, at that time the price may be different, and when we are actually practicing, at that time the price may be different. So that difference arises because of external factor which will not give you an control, means which will not give you a correct information for control purpose. So that is one of the drawback. System under budgetary control become top heavy and cannot be managed by small concern. This budgetary control technique is not implemented in small firms. This is implemented or applicable only in case of big organization. Okay, budget are seen as panacea for all problems. They are the starting budgets becomes the starting point for all the problems. When you start making budget, there will be different problems will come to thus over reliance result in the failure of the system. If you fully depend on the budget, definitely that will make failure. Okay, resented by employees as restriction are imposed on the authority and style of working. Now, because of budget, employees feel that they are under restriction. They are putting undue pressure on the workers. Because of that, they might feel that the authorities are putting undue pressure on them, because of which they might not be working in that passion or that level in which they are capable of. Limitation call for maintaining realistic and dynamic approach to the budgetary control. All these limitation gives a realistic and dynamic approach to the budgetary control. Right? Now, I will just, since I have already explained how the budget is implemented, how this control program technique is implemented, let us check. Now, see, I told you the whole organization is divided into different department. Purchase department, production department, HR department, sales department and accounts department. Now, every department will have a departmental head, purchase manager, for purchase department, department head will be purchase manager for production department, production manager for HR department, personnel manager or HR. For sales department, sales manager will be the departmental head. For accounts department, accounts manager or finance manager will be the head of the department. Every manager, every departmental head will make a budget. Now purchase manager will make purchase budget and material budget on the basis of the requirement of the company, on the basis of the volume of the company, on the basis of the operational level of the company. The purchase manager will make the purchase budget and material budget. Then on the basis of the production process, on the basis of the volume of the production process, production manager will prepare production and plant utilization budget. He will make the budget of production as well as plant utilization as per their capability, as per their optimum level of efficiency. Then personnel manager will become labor budget, salary budget, appraisal budget, bonus budget. All that done is by the personnel manager. He will make the budget of recruitment also, because they might be in need of different people in different accounts, in different departments. So he will be deciding the that budget also, right? Sales manager will prepare budget for sales budget according to territory, different region, or monthly, or yearly or quarterly, right? Region wise, state wise or territory wise. Okay, he will make advertising budget, because nowadays show business is a very important business. You spend more on advertisement, that much sale will be increased. So nowadays media has play an important role in the sale of the company, right? If you don't advertise, you may suffer to some extent for the sale of the goods. Okay, now selling and distribution budget, the cost of selling and distribution, all that budget will be made by sales manager. Then accounts manager will prepare cost budget and the master budget, which consists of all the information of all the budget which is made by each departmental head. So this is how the budget is made, and then they are implemented, and they are continuously compared with the actual budget amount, is continuously compared with the actual amount, and if they find something differences in that, they may take corrective action against that after finding the necessary reason out of that, and they may take corrective action and implement or revise the budget, right? So I think the technique how it works is very much clear to everyone.